So this is Nigeria post 2023 election, the almighty 2023 election. We be like say as they come, things go scatter. Like people don't even know where things go sup after the election, the almighty election. I can remember vividly during that NSAS time when after people go protest. The whole shooting console. At that time, I've been there Twitter. Maybe I'll not be Twitter person. Up to today, self. Like, I'm not really a Twitter person like that. But I was very active on Twitter then. So I remember then, there will be the talk of, oh yeah, it don't stop, it don't stop. Best thing now that we can do is to get our PVCs and vote out the corrupt and bad leadership. I know that was the agenda. Everybody was looking forward to 2023. Because as at that time, everybody don't lock up. We don't see, say, now this 2023, things will go down. Although as at that time, yeah, it's always, like, since that Buhari election and this 2019 own. Because I think that was the first time I voted, but then our first time, I don't know, sure, but I voted that time. So, since that time, as I see the way the result come out, and I see the way voting they did, like, I just been the see voting, like, all these things when I just calm, you get. Like, last, see the way people they thumbprint, they use children, they thumbprint, videos with surface online, kuru kuru, ha, you will know, say, this election was freaking rigged. As you know, see, by the scare, I want to have truth, no day inside at all. But still, they still call result and talk to person win. Now, since that time, me and me don't really get the feeling, see, all these things where they do. This is now wash. So, we still went to the polling unit, too. That was then. We still voted. And that time, the reason, see, maybe Natik will win. But you know, in that time election, and we know how this thing they go 2019 own. So coming down to this 2023 own, you know, because prior to even this election, if you're a good listener of the pod, if you're listening where I drop episode, you're gonna say even before this election, I've been done the follow up on the politics of some of all these things we saw for Nigeria, and. You know, the way INEC made us to believe, because I'd always watch this show for AIT, Democracy Today. It runs from 7 to 8 in the evening. And yeah, they will call people, they will call lawyer, they will call even presidential candidates, all those kind of people. So this investigative journalist we did there, Shisabi, asks all those kind of questions of all those stuff like that. And she will don't call INEC rep. Before person from INEC, I think they don't even call lawyers, people who don't come talk about the election and the electoral act, all those things, and even the implementation of technology, beavers, all those stuff. Nobody today, we don't hear them. So it was one of those stuff, like inside all this, they are talk. None of the stuff will be make me believe, say, okay, maybe this election something goes up. Maybe this time around, like actually things will change. Now the atmosphere where everybody carry with that now. If not, why it is that people will go INEC office, they do asuba for their early momo people down there, they want to collect their PVC. See the way people suffer to collect their PVC. Even myself, that's that 2019 time back when I've been calling my PVC, but not be smart enough. You know? I had to go there like 2 times or 3 times. See, for you to even enroll for PVC that time, man, I guess go, that was that year own. I guess go INEC office. For the INEC office, you go write your name with the security man for gate. The security man will get sort of me our name enter list. After your name enter list, they'll come call you, me go inside. You will go join one fucking hectic queue like that. Where people just choke everywhere, everybody they push to a point, save the list and the suffering of paying for having your name enter, everything just became waste because people can't enter the common anyhow, the place can't be rowdy. Now, person will be push past, now go fi enter, do in INEC this thing. They will come one by one, can select people. So, after all this kind of suffering, now people begin get hope, say this election, like they go do and different affair. Look at the Naira policy now. The news don't already circulate. Say, oh, this Naira policy, they do and because say they want to stop vote buying, they want to do this one, they want to do that. Maybe some people know do some kind of stuff. Oh, the president now the reason one kind of way, he never endorse anyone, all those kind of stuff. They just did the, you know, they steer people emotion. Today I've been digging one discussion with person this evening, and I say the way I take the leadership for this country and the way the government done, like people in certain positions of power, the way they don't see us, eh? You know, when you deal with children and you feel like, say, you as an adult, like you are literally with children, eh? Might say you be grown adult and you deal with like pre nursery children, you know, so if you do that anyhow, nothing goes off. That's why I take see the system of government will they run for this country. See, they feel saying, we will just do it, even though the thing cast, even though oh ha, they know say yes, and nobody say it's supposed to be, or we are trying to, you know, twist the narrative. They know send. You get, no, they don't care. Like, we will do what we want to do, and you don't just sit down and hear what we are saying is actually happening. They will tell you, say, see how the thing they actually solve. You understand? So this election, as they come, we saw security, everything. They say now a free and fair election. Say now this election, basically from polling units, your results go the upload, you get people go they see things. The election will go down in such a way, be seen, it will be free and fair. They don't bring technology. Anybody who want to cause trouble, they will go arrest them. You know, all those kind of hype. Ah, you witnessed it now. All those kind of hype, everything they. Even people who don't get PVC, safe. You get person who don't know, where they say, Kai, see him PVC, like, because of work, he don't go fit travel. Because of the nature of him work, he don't go fit travel, go vote, but in which say, he go fit vote. People were gingered. People no mind. People go protest. See, make the extend time limit for them to collect PVC. People were protesting just so that they could have PVC to vote. To go office, people go say they no see their PVC. They no mind though. They go still wait there. Even though not to pay money. I did very sure see people pay money to collect their PVC. People were like, this is a do or die thing, you know, when they don't push you reach wall, you know, say this is your only hope. This is the last draw for you. This is all you have. It's just to go and vote. And the voting, why Nigeria needs a change, why we are requesting for change in government, election, all these things. See, you get some things we be see, no be big deal for some countries, though. Like this Nepal light where they talk. Now, like this, as I'm recording this podcast, light no day. I did use rechargeable fan. I did. It's just basic things like NEPA lights. See, at the time, if Nigerians and we should just get steady light, just imagine, see, from Abuja to Zamfara, everywhere light day. See, it's like when you just give Nigerians light, you don't reduce a lot of problems. Person with light infuse and start his own hustle. Just this light way they see if it change person life. And something as basic as electricity, we no get water issue, education issue, health issue, everything. It just day. Like, since when I did this country, I know if you see one thing we are done really, really benefit as a citizen, that will see, Kai, Yes, actually, I actually applaud my government for this. There are things, though, shall we, did they do? Structures, what would they see? We suppose they work. But the failure, is so bad that it has even outshadowed all those things. So things like electricity is what people want. That's why we just need a new government. If you give us light, only light. Don't you know you solved a lot of people's problem? Well, light, no, the water issue, road issue, everything is just an issue. To go and vote safe was even an issue. People were looking for their polling. The whole thing, no, even they organized. It can't be like, say, another election week, nine, they just go get things. They go get those donut rubbers in the name of ballot boxes. Yeah, as long as, say, for this country, we still they use that thing for our election. Those plastic rubbers, who they see, we no go ever get free and fair election. I'm telling you. You get one election where that MK Abiola won. You get one thing where they always talk, see, that was the freest and fairest election. Me, anytime I hear that. For where free and fair MQ Abiola election. When I know why when I say in 21st century, with the use ballot donut box, and you hear say they allocate billions of naira for election. They allocate this one, then deploy that one. See the boss, we can drop INEC official. Be like, wait till they just do kabu It just be like, Kai, no, toi. Only thing we can do, I don't even know. I swear. If I tell you, see what Nigerians will do now, no. I dey lie. If I tell you, see what we fit do, anything, I dey lie. Now, Sha, the presidential candidates of Labour Party, PDP, they carry case go court. So now, Andy, me, I want to see how, I want to watch this thing, this trial, but I want to watch him. And in a trial way, other, like the rest of the world, and other people too want to watch. In short, I feel this election was meant to go into trial for us to see how our system take the, because you know, say for you to know if system work or not. Now, when it comes to all these judiciary laws and all those stuff like that, we'll see how court will handle this case now. That's when everybody don't carry evidence, come out, then bring evidence, everything, which the candidates and everybody they talk say they get. APC, everybody they talk say the APC say they get their own evidence and reason why the election na free and fair election. They get everything, they feel prove and see them win. Everybody they talk say they feel prove and see they go win. Me and one watch. See, this thing it is so epic. This thing now something we will watch free. You no need go cinema, go watch out. This case, but just it is free. Let's watch how this thing will go down. Don't be smart, you know. People suffered to vote. I stand for queue. Me, I no say I no even tea for queue. I do like 4 hours for queue. When I come back, say from the voting, my mom see them. Popsie, how they say me, I don't go to stand there. Or say they even ask whether my body hurts, you know, all those kind of things. Me, I no say I no stand. You get people where they pulling units till they break. You understand? Just for the cause. You get people where they are pulling units till they break. See me, even after the election, after I don't vote, the stress, everything. My house they close by now, our family house. I just enter, make I freshen up. You get people wait at that place, wait since morning, wait the good pulling, no commodity, then cow result. That's just to show you the level of dedication and passion and people have for this country. Then all of a sudden, you see videos of someone tearing ballot paper. Me, I see this one yesterday, the thing dropped off me. I say, wow. Oh ha. The Baba no no say the video am. The day TikTok, now for TikTok I see am yesterday. That's and TikTok now one effective platform where things like that. You go see things like that, the trend. The guy they tear ballot paper. Police were there. Like he just got there, opened the donut rubber, carries the paper, come out, they tear him. Nothing they saw. The police just did there and you know. He tore the paper. It's now for Kogi State. Also, prior to the election, man, we hear of the one way they go dig road, say because of security reasons for the same Kogi State. And some kind of other stuff like that. I saw a video of results. See they throw him inside dustbin or inside bula. People are complaining. Even for the collation center, they when they call the results. Oh boy. That one a whole other drama on it. The whole epic moment with Dino Milaye, then with some other people like that raise observation. Did they raise observation? Oh ha. You know that kind of thing. Imagine say when I dissolve maths for class, eh? And they use maybe board maths or any formula like that. And along the line for the calculation, you get place where we see a certain addition or multiplication, the answer they wrong. Oh ha. Maybe something as simple as 2 plus 2, but not 3 then right there. And that answer will determine the final solution or just it will make me the calculation continue well. You understand me? They get the real answer. So along the line now, as soon as they do the calculation, the teacher can't make mistake. You can't raise observation, see, sir. That answer for DO, no correct. But the guy didn't even answer, you just continue to do anything. That's just a typical example of what happened. Did they raise observation of so many hindrances will not make the process run smoothly? See, some results no go up. And you understand, hoodlums can hijack some kind of places. The disrupt some polling units, you get all those kind of stuff. Issues just been there where people they raise observation. And these people not even really they talk say made them finish first, made they declare winner, made it Abba. And you expect that the opposition parties should just sit down and fold their hands as all these things just go like that. It's not fair. It was open, the international observers saw it, the whole world, even people in the diaspora, everybody see the thing will happen for that election. And Nigerians are not happy. People are even requesting for a second election, maybe do another election. And you know one thing, I can't see the party will win APC, they say no. See, they no need to do something like that. Maybe everybody just accept, say, they don't win president and all those kind of stuff like that. But you know one thing, if you are confident, like you did very confident, say, yes, now you win. You go run, you go still do them again now. Like, you're not supposed to fear. You understand? You're not supposed to fear, say, okay, man, no, say fear. You're not supposed to say, okay, no, you don't want. Like, in the interest of fairness and for you to run a transparent government where people will see you as someone reliable, why not appeal and go with the will of the people? But no, they want to start the run things the way we they usually they do them. That's the imposition method. To impose. But God, Desha, we are looking forward to seeing the trial. For me, I'm looking forward to seeing the trial. Although I know a few people who are interested in seeing the trial, so I'm also right to say we are looking forward to seeing the trial. It'll be very interesting because so many people really wanted this to be the time where at least they'll see something positive outcome, a change in our government. And unluckily for us, we are still getting issues. But I know she at the end of the day it will work out. Anyways, after the election, so everywhere just did dry. I think they even protest inside Ibiji. The other day I went inside town, might just go do like one or two things. I see everywhere dry. Taxi empty everywhere. I did tell you. There was even one drop if I entered, like all these vehicles where they will normally carry along. We're now only mule till we reach our destination. So man, everywhere is just dry. And I don't know if people have resumed work. People sure don't resume, some people don't resume. But some people still they wait. I know some schools they extend their holidays. So we'll see how things will sort, sure. Then I also went towards that cafe this one. And I see they don't finally do the road. That would really get potholes wherever. But they don't do Asha. And then speaking on the topic of the election again, this week, I see they mean they drag Burna Boy on some kind of stuff like that. See, Sabi sing about Africa, Sabi sing about Nigeria, waiting man go do another story, all those stuff. But last, he can't give us breakfast. You know, come talk about the election, all those kind of stuff. Sure. Me and musicians and celebrities, I don't get anything to talk. They are human beings of their own. If anything they to talk, I then go talk. So, but I just felt I should toss it out there because this election was something that, you know, I felt should have affected everybody here in Nigeria. But sure, you know, so nobody, everybody the thing go touch. So just get all these things be. I want to just to look past it. If not, if you want the result, those ones will be the vex. Anyways, on a lighter note, this week I've been watching some comedy shows, and I think I mentioned it last week. I'm watching Arrested Development. Now, comedy, I don't watch them before, but I still do watch them again. And I'm in season 2 now. Season 1 was like 22 episodes. So I just they binge on sometimes. But because of the election, sometimes again, when they get time to watch shows like that, I could just, you know, they catch up on AIT and NT. So yeah, I've been watching Arrested Development, also Parks and Recreation. Parks and Rec now this season 4. Or 7 seasons. I also be done with Parks and Rec too. Very funny show. And coming down to the action side, I've been watching anime. If you know me, I'm a huge fan of anime. And the anime I picked up this week or last week was I think was it last week or not this week, man. Yeah, Spy Family. Spy Family is a very interesting show. The husband meet the wife by accident, and Shama, no spoiler for you, but you know Spy Family now. Spy Family. It's interesting. I don't want to spoil it for anybody, that's why. I've also been watching My Hero Academia, also an action anime, one of my favorite superhero action anime. And yeah, I just watched one episode self today, and the episode Mado. Okay? My Hero Academia is currently at season 6, and yeah, I know say it will soon end, the show will soon end. I've been watching My Hero Academia since like 2017, no? Man, I'm not yet ready for it to end. And speaking of things ending, today the final part of my favorite all-time action anime, Attack on Titan. The final part, that's season 4, part 3, is airing today. and I'm really excited. I wish the thing go air for cinema. You get one place where they go and show up for Lagos, but man, I'm not in Lagos now, so I will miss that one. But yeah, I'm going to watch it, and the rumbling is upon us, so I look forward to watching the final season. Anyways, yeah, I think those are just the major things of this week, mostly in election talk. You get. I did just see so many people they vex with what happened today. I even go down Maraba Axis, man. From Keke where I enter to market to all the places where I go today, everywhere and I just election talk. Everybody just they feel depressed. Like psychologically, Nigerians are not even like we are not okay. Everybody in the country. If you imagine say even small children say everybody know it in this up. Everybody know it in this up. And everybody's just down. Because like where do we go from here? You understand? If voting safe, the power we citizens they get, we know if we exercise our freedom to vote and to get the right result and all those things. Where, which direction are we heading to? You go see something we no good, but you know if you talk, you'll be a bad person. What are we promoting in the society? Like all those things we they teach us for school are scam be that. Leaders of tomorrow. I saw a video for TikTok. The guys in are leaders of Agbero. He tell the children, him see some children, he see me them sing, parents, listen to your children, all those stuff. We know we are any leaders of tomorrow because of what the leaders no angry come out. They no one make ways for us. Okay, when I know I make way, okay, then do something that at least they do the good thing, like do it well, you understand? Do and well, give us what we want, though. But well, we are not getting anything. You know, when get with everyone talking. Imagine person go campaign, eh? Person go campaign. For the campaign, you just see will create jobs. Now, one of the worst, like anytime I hear all those kind of talk, it vex me. You just go, you're campaigning, you're telling people I'll create jobs for you. You won't be hungry again. Like, which kind of statement is it? Pain me if I hear this kind empty statement. You not get anything to offer people with that. Like how okay, you I'll create jobs for you people. How will you do it? I'll you people you will never be hungry again. How will you do it? You will get education. How will you do it? Your business will grow. You go to personalize them. All of you, your business will grow. How will you do it? Very shallow statement. See, at the end of the day, not even there at the end of the day, self. Because at the end of the why not in the to the next episode of my Nigerian podcast. If you've listened to the end of my Nigerian podcast, you're too much. Anyways, I created this online course on how to make money with your phone. It's an audio course, just like this podcast too. I'll leave a link to the course in the description. For now, it's free, and it's free for a limited time. So if you just click the link so that I go carry you go there. It's free now. Awoof. You're a Nigerian. I know you will like Awoof. So click the link, open it, listen to the course. You might learn something there. You don't know what in God they plan. After I listen to you, don't forget to leave a review. I really appreciate the review. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and I hope you are following the pages. There's a page on Instagram, there's a page on Facebook, so I want to do YouTube, but for now I never start the post for YouTube. But if you get anybody who is listening to the podcast, you go like, help me run the YouTube package. I don't get money now first, but just helping the runner. By the time the podcast blow, you will get share inside. So if you feel do down, just send me a DM. Anyways, stay safe. they avoid some kind of places like that where you know say some kind of stuff you go down. Although you can't expect it because some of these things just happen at random. But yeah, that's the country we find ourselves. The country where after suffering. See me, I say I don't end the podcast, but if you want to talk about Nigeria, I know if you ever end up. A country where people will suffer because of new Naira notes. And at the end of the day, the court is saying that the new Naira notes or the old notes should still continue being in circulation till 31st December. After people lost their life, people lost their businesses, people crumbled, people broke down. Now make I say, if things continue going unchecked like this, there's nothing at the end of the day.